This is Radio Kate on a bit of an adventure this morning. For the first time in my life, I've come shooting. I'm entirely petrified of everything, frankly. But luckily, the person that's going to talk me through it, Dave, is quite calm and happy to talk me through things. I'm quite scared about what might be in these bags on the table. But take it away. What have we got here? I can already hear guns around me. That's slightly scary.
We're at a shooting range in Friendswood, Texas. And we're currently on a pistol range, and we're going to shoot handguns. We're going to shoot 22s, 45s, 40 cals, and maybe a 38. So we'll shoot all the different calibers. I'll introduce her to the guns, and I'll teach her all the safety techniques and how to handle the weapon and show her what it's like to shoot it. And if she wants to shoot it, she can. So then we'll go from there. We'll shoot rifles at different yardages, and we'll see how well she does. And I'm sure she's going to do well. So there's nothing to be afraid of. We're going to teach her about how to handle a weapon. I'll let her feel it first, let her dry fire it, and where there's no bullets or anything, and I'll show her the differences, and we'll teach her how not to be afraid of a weapon.
So you can make sure I don't shoot myself.
That's correct. Here's some earplugs to put in your ears. All right. You kind of stick those in your ears as far as you can. And I have to go get out of here.
He's gone to get some earplugs, so I'm just putting mine in. There are like bullets all over the floor, or like bullet casings, and I'm a bit scared. Oh well, let's see what happens.
Okay, first things first, we'll put up some targets, and we'll just put up something to shoot at. We don't care if we hit it or not, we're just going to put up something we can aim at and shoot at. And this is for both of our benefits. We'll take a stapler and we'll go up here to the target.
Some of these look pretty well used. There's lots of holes in them.
Oh, yeah. They change the target frames out about once every couple weeks because they get so shot up. Okay. And we'll move the table up closer for you. So if you grab that end of the table.
Yep.
Kind of just move it up here.
So this is actually pretty close then.
Huh?
This is quite close to the targets then.
Well, we'll just, for your sake and just getting used to it, the answer is
just
yes.
Just so I can see them. Good.
Right. Okay. And then once you get used to shooting the pistol, we can move it back. And you'll end up shooting from here all the way to the end of the berm.
Well, so what's that, about 30 meters or something?
It's 25 yards, 30 meters, somewhere around there. Yep. And so what we'll do first is I'll introduce you to the weapons.
Okay, this is a bit where I get a bit weirded out. Oh my God.
This is a 45 caliber. All right, 45. It's unloaded. You can look down in the barrel. There's no bullets in there. Mm-hmm. All right, if you just want to hold this in your hand, always point it down range, always point it at the ground, never point it in the air, never point it on the sides, just always point it straight forward.
Okay.
So, and then when you get done with it, just kind of like lay it down with the barrel pointing down, and then when we always get done shooting it, we'll leave it breech opened, making sure there's no rounds in it first, and then we'll go down range. We'll take the magazine out. All right.
Is it heavy?
It's not very heavy.
Oh, it's heavier than I thought it would be. Oh my God.
Keep your barrel pointed down range.
I don't think I like it.
Okay.
So what is it? It's
just grab it. Just grab it with your hand.
Yeah.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
Okay.
I'm just being weird. Okay.
But that's okay. Because you can get the weight of it and the feel of it. All
right.
This is a 45 cal.
Okay. So what's that normally used for?
Normally the military uses this or the police use it.
Okay.
And it's, what it's made for is to actually shoot and bring somebody down first round. These were developed during the American-Philippine War, and they call them Model 1911. They were developed right around World War I, Spanish-American War time frame. And they were developed to replace the 38 caliber because the 38 caliber wasn't heavy enough to bring one round to bring the guy down. So that's the reason the 9mm is kind of questionable for the military today.
Wow. God, I touched a gun.
That's all right.
This well, is a that looks like an old
one. Well, this is an older
old
one.
Style, yeah.
This is my wife's gun, all right? And you may like this. This is a 38 caliber. This is what she carried in the military. This is what I carried in the military. It's a 38 caliber combat masterpiece. Six shot. And give yourself a feel that one.
Well, that's light. Oh, no, it's not lighter. I thought it was lighter, but it's not.
Always keep it pointed down range.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wow. This is like the sort of thing you might play Russian roulette with.
Kind of. Yeah.
They're quite heavy, aren't they?
It is. All right. So the breech is open. Put it to the side. The next is a 40 caliber. This is a Glock.
Oh, that looks serious.
This is a Glock. This is made in Austria. Again, you can see it's empty. We'll take the magazine out. You just push that little button and pull the magazine out. Lightweight.
Oh, that is light.
Very light. It's all polymer. The only thing metal in it is the barrel. But this is what the police use all throughout Europe. This is what the police use on the border patrol between the U.S. and Mexico.
That's why it looks serious to me.
Yes, very serious. Very serious handgun. Smaller bullet than a 45.
But that's still enough to kill someone.
Oh, yeah. Very. All these can kill somebody.
Oh, that's why I don't like them.
All right. And the last one is a very small 22 caliber.
Oh, that looks like a little baby one.
A baby one. All right. And again, it's along the same lines as the rest of them. And this is made in Spain. But this is a 22 caliber semi-automatic, and you can feel it. It feels very good in your hand. The number one assassin's pistol is like this.
Really? Yeah. Why does it say llama on the side?
Llama is a Spanish-made pistol. And but the
makes it sound a bit more friendly if it says llama on the side.
But the 22 caliber is a small, this is what you compete with all over the world as far as small, what they call small bore. And I'll show you the difference in the bullets in a minute. And so, if you carry this in your purse, you can carry this in your pocket. And for very close range, the reason people like to use these for assassins is that they can enter the bullet, it'll enter your brain and scramble it, but it won't exit the other side. So it'll kill you right away.
So it kind of looks like a bit like a James Bond gun, or the sort of thing you might see in a Poirot.
Oh, very much so.
Poirot type thing. Somebody will whip it out of the handbag.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. So anyway, those are the handguns that I brought. And so this will give you a wide range of the different types of handguns and the different types of bullets. And again, we'll let you handle it. We'll let you dry fire them. Then we'll give you a chance to see if you want to shoot it or not. All right?
We're just shooting at paper, though.
What?
We're just shooting at paper, though.
We're just shooting at paper. Right. And we're only shooting like a couple feet away, so it's, you know, you're going to shoot into some dirt and you're not going to hurt anything or anybody. And the same thing for everybody over here. The bullet's not going to jump up in the air and come back down at you. And so
I hope not.
Nope, it won't.
Okay.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll let you dry fire each one of them first, and I'll teach you how to sight, use the sights, the gun sights, and what the proper position is going to be, how to hold it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. This is a 45 cal, and right now the slide is locked in the rear position. That means it's getting ready to feed a bullet into the chamber from the magazine. So what you'll do, you'll take the release on the side, left side, push it down, it'll slide forward. Now the hammer is cocked, all right? Cocked means it's ready to fire, all right? You can either do one of two things, either pull the trigger or put the safety on, which is this is a safety. Now you can't pull the trigger and fire it. You can take the safety off and pull the trigger, and it'll fire. All right, and what this pistol will do, it'll automatically load itself. Now it's ready for the second one, and as fast as you can pull the trigger, it'll keep firing until it's empty. All right, or you can stop, put the safety on, and it's going to stop.
How many bullets would it carry?
8. All right. So, and that's the way... Similar, the rest of them will go, except for the revolver. The revolver is a little different. You'll pick up the revolver. You'll open the cylinder. We'll load how many bullets goes in the cylinder. There's 6. We'll close the cylinder. And to fire, you can either pull the trigger back or pull the hammer back, then pull the trigger. So there's 2 ways of shooting this.
What's the difference? Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, one's a little more accurate than the other. If you pull the hammer back, that means you don't have to, when you pull the trigger, the gun stays stable. When you pull the hammer back, it's a little more pressure, and so you're going to move the, and you'll find this out when you shoot, all right?
That one just, I don't know, that kind of is like a, not a cartoon gun, but it's, because it's the old style one, it's the sort of thing you see in the old films and stuff, so it seems slightly less scary, but it's still a gun, so.
Right, in a lot of ways, a revolver in a lot of ways is actually better than an automatic. And automatics have their purposes, and revolvers have their purposes. So, granted, the revolvers will hold as many rounds as this sometimes. I have one that will hold 8, and this normally they will hold 6. But this is an old style, you're right.
But, I mean, do people use them now in the military or anything?
They still use them, yeah. Yeah, in fact, a lot of people prefer having these. Because you can shoot 6 times, and now you don't have shells all over the ground. These automatically kick out the shell right away. All right, now I'll show you the difference in bullets. And I'll put them beside each one of the guns. This is a 38. This goes with the revolver. All right.
Something I find really strange is that you can buy bullets in like the supermarket, like Walmart. I find that very odd.
Yeah, any hardware store you can buy them too. Here's the 22s. All right, the 22s go in a small gun.
Well, those are quite little.
Yep, quite little. All right. Yep, I gotta open these ones. These are 45s. These will go with the very first gun you handled. I can figure out how to open it.
Ooh. Those are quite stubby, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. These will bring you down.
They're not very sharp looking, are they?
They're short, but they're fat.
Well, I thought the tip would be more, you know, streamlined, more sharp. No. Not quite so flat as that.
Yeah. These are called jacketed bullets. Where they're all copper. These are lead bullet. And a lot of the bullets are shaped like this. Hmm. These are even shaped like that too, if you'd like in miniature.
Yeah, quite rounded tips.
A rounded tip, yeah.
And why would you have copper or lead? What's the difference? Is that just a
one
size
cheaper
thing?
One's cheaper to shoot than the other.
Oh, okay.
And these are 40, there's your 40 caliber. These go in the Glock. They're like a little smaller version than this.
Mm. So kind of brass with a copper tip.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So what we'll do now, we'll basically go through the safety techniques, and I'll have you demonstrate all the safety techniques to me, and I'll let you handle each one, and I'll let you dry fire each one. We won't shoot anything yet. All right?
So dry firing is firing without bullets.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, if you want to stand back here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Stand behind the guns, Kate.
Stand behind the gun. Never stand in front of the gun.
No.
Pick up the gun. Always point the gun downrange. Mm-hmm. Never in the air. Always at the ground or in the backstop.
Okay.
All right. Never up in the air. Never from side to side. Unless the gun, you know the gun's empty. You verified it. Whoever's with verified it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way when you handle the gun, you know it's safe. All right. Now when you get ready to shoot it, hold it tight in your hand. Let the slide go forward. And then just pull the trigger.
Okay.
Get an idea, because this has a very light trigger, mm-hmm. but it feels very comfortable in your hand. All right? Okay. Go ahead and pick up the pistol.
Okay.
All right, pick it up.
So heavy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can all grip it fairly firmly. Put your fingers in those little grooves. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now with this hand, flip that thing down. It's going to be tight. Push it hard. There you go. You're fine. You're fine. All right. Now you're ready to fire. All right. If you wanted to put the safety on,
mm-hmm.
take your thumb and just flip that up. Okay? There it is. It's all the way up. Now try pulling the trigger.
Okay. So I can't pull that.
Right. So this one does not go.
Yeah.
All right. Now push that down. There you go.
Okay.
Now pull the trigger. Not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. You're okay.
Okay. That was just a light little flick. That wasn't anything serious.
Right. Now we just cock it. All you do is just bring it back and it's ready to go again. Now pull the trigger again. Now feel how safe, feel the way the trigger when it pulls, how much pressure you have to push on it to actually let the trigger, let the hammer go. Not very much. See?
Okay.
Okay, now.
There's like a, on the back there, it feels like a sort of button, or is that just to make your
hand
more
comfortable? This is a safety. The gun will not fire. You cannot pull the trigger.
Oh, so you have to be holding it properly.
Unless your hand is gripping it. That's, okay. This is a safety, and this is a safety.
Mm-hmm.
So this gun is made with a lot of safeties on it to where you, if you drop it, it won't fire, and you have to actually be holding it in your hand tightly, and this has to be squeezed in to be able to make it fire. All right? Okay. Now, the next thing I want you to do is learn how to cock it. I want you to grip this very firmly and see these little styrations right here?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you grab with your thumb and your forefinger and pull it straight back, just like that.
Okay.
All right, so try that. Thumb and forefinger with this hand. And you're going to have to really grip it hard and push it back. Okay, push back. Push. Push.
Okay,
don't be afraid of it. Just push
guns.
It. Just go ahead and push it.
God, it's hard.
It is hard.
It moved a little bit.
Okay.
Wow.
See, when you get, just get it started. Just practice just moving it back and forth.
I'm obviously too weak for this.
No, you're right. Just got to get used to how to do it. If you put your thumb there, yeah. Just grip it with your thumb real tight. Okay.
Nope.
What we'll do, we'll try it on this one. This next one's easier.
Okay.
All right.
I need to drop that, sorry.
See if you can do this. See if you can pull that one.
Okay. So this is the...
Same, it works the same way.
Okay.
Except now just push it straight back. There you go. All right.
Okay.
Now when you pull
that
it back
easier.
Like that, you normally do it in front of your body.
Right.
Pull it back, and there's lift up in your thumb, and you lock this in place.
Okay.
So when you do it the same thing as this one, just kind of flip this down and it'll go forward.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now, same thing as that before.
Right.
On this one.
Where's the safety?
There is no safety. The trigger is the safety.
Whoa.
So you never put your finger in the trigger.
Okay.
All right. Now you just take your other hand and flip that down. You're all right.
Okay.
You'll get used to it.
Yep.
Now your safety is when you...
powerful, and that's without bullets in them.
Yeah. And now your safety is just when you pull the trigger, this little thing that's right there.
Yep.
That is releasing the safety.
Oh.
So when you pull the trigger, this is always safe until you pull the trigger back.
Oh gosh, right.
All right. So now try pulling a trigger there. This pulls a little differently than the other one.
I don't know what's going to happen, so I don't want to press it into it.
It'll just snap. It'll just snap. It's all right. It's not going to go off. There.
Okay.
All right. Now cock it again.
Right. So we're pulling it back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on. This way.
Right. Isn't that easier that
Where's
way?
Where's that little button?
You're okay.
Right. But I need to push the button in, don't I? Hang on.
You don't have to push the button. It's cocked, ready to go right now.
Is it?
Yep.
But it didn't do the flicking thing.
Right. You pull it back.
Yeah.
There.
Okay, but don't you need to do that thing with the clicking the switch down?
Right. So just go ahead and hold it in your hand. I'll put the flip the switch down. Let the slide go forward. You're okay. It's not going to hurt you.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Now pull the trigger. Pull all the way back. There you go.
Okay.
See how it snapped?
Yep.
Okay, so this trigger is a little different than this one.
It is, yeah.
Yes, and so it takes a while to get used to it. And this is a lot easier to shoot.
Right.
All right.
But when there's a bullet in it, you'd feel some kind of kickback, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. It'll kick, and I'll show you. But it doesn't hurt. I mean...
Because even when you pull it back and then you release that button, there's quite a lot of power in that.
Right. And it's the spring that comes back and forth when the bullet's discharged and it goes out the end of the barrel... The gas and the recoil of the shell forces the slide back to cock itself and load the next bullet.
Oh, okay.
So that's the reason it's a little pretty strong.
Wow.
All right?
So the power of the bullet is the equivalent of me huffing and puffing and that's pulling correct. That. Oh my goodness, right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Either I'm really weak or those are really strong bullets.
Okay, now let's try this one.
Or both. Oh, this is the revolver. Okay.
All right, this is the revolver. Now the revolver, all you have to do is hold the handle, close the cylinder and rotate it to where it's locked, and then you're ready to fire.
Okay.
All right.
It's heavier than I think it should be, this one.
Maybe
because I keep expecting it to be made out of plastic, because it looks like, you know, cowboys and Indians or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Right, so I click that.
Click it shut. Right, now rotate the cylinder.
Okay.
And that's tight.
It's locked, yeah.
Okay. Now practice just pulling the trigger. Just pull it. Don't be afraid of it, just pull it. There. Now take your thumb and pull that back, let it cock it. There you go. Now pull the trigger.
Oh, the trigger's already halfway back. Right, okay.
See how much easier that is?
That's easier, right.
Yeah. And that's the way I normally fire this gun, is that normally I'll cock it back and shoot it.
Right, using that one. Okay. Otherwise, it's quite, you know, you have to put quite a lot of pressure.
You put a lot of pressure on it, right. And that's what makes it more inaccurate. You're not as accurate when you start pulling, because you can see how your finger will pull the barrel this way. But when you cock it, you can just kind of squeeze it straight back.
Right.
So it makes a lot of difference. Okay, the small one.
Okay.
All right, the small one's the same way.
Small one seems better.
The smaller 22 is the same way. You'll just release the forward latch, let it slide forward, and you'll notice there's not as much power behind that. And then again, you'll pull the trigger. All right, and then you cock it back again. And this is a lot easier to operate than the other ones. All right.
So, we do the little latch.
Little latch, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now pull the trigger.
That wasn't me, by the way, that gunshot. Oh, hang on. Oh, okay.
There you go.
You have to squeeze harder than I thought you had
That's
to.
Right, yeah. A lot of...
Do you really have to mean to shoot a gun when you shoot it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The guns don't shoot themselves.
No.
All right. You have to have a purpose to really shoot. And this will do the same way. The safety on this gun is the same as this big one, where when you finally grip your hand around it and squeeze this in, that'll release the trigger.
Okay.
All right. And it's the same thing with the safety here. When the hammer's cocked back, you can put the safety on it and it won't shoot.
Right.
All right. Take the safety off and now I can shoot. Mm-hmm. So it's basically identical to this .45.
Mm-hmm. All right. Big one.
So now we're going to go through the sighting alignment.
Okay.
We're going to learn how to sight it. In other words, when I hold it up here, what do I look through? All right. You'll see a post on the front.
Yep.
All right. And let's get something a little better here. Let's get this one first. Now, you see the post on the front, and you see a little white dot there.
Yep.
And you'll see the back here. There's kind of like horseshoe-shaped sight in the back. And when you sight it, you want to put that dot in the middle of those two. So when you hold your arm out, that dot is pointed at where you want to shoot it, but the back sight should be exactly the flatness of the top should be the flatness of the front. So you line up the little dot in the middle of those two horseshoes and you pull the trigger.
And that's an open sight, isn't it?
This is open sight.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead and try it. Now when you take your weapon, you want to rip it like this.
Okay, right? Both hands.
Both hands. And you hold your arms out straight in front of you. All right? Now line up your eyes.
Very aggressive.
Now line up your eyes where you're actually looking at the dot, the front dot.
Yeah.
And put it right in the middle of those two little horseshoes and pull the trigger.
My hands are shaking so much.
That's all right. And it's harder to shoot handguns than you think it is.
Ah.
Pull the trigger.
Yeah, as I pull the trigger, it moves. Like I'm moving everything.
That's right.
Oh, come back.
Pull it straight back.
Oh, my finger's in the way. That's probably not helping.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Very good.
Right.
That's very good. Now, when you want to make sure you're doing one thing. You want to make sure you hold the weapon fairly securely. Not really tight, but firm, because it's going to kick.
Right.
All right. And I'll show you what it's like. You can watch me.
Okay.
First.
Yeah.
All right. Then we can do that. All right. And we'll shoot the small one first.
Yep.
All right, now I want you to line up this sight.
Okay, this is the really big, mean-looking thing.
Yeah.
Actually, this one looks slightly less mean because it's got a sort of fake wood veneer on the side of it.
It's not fake.
It's real.
Okay. That's real wood.
Wow.
Yep. This is a competition gun.
Right.
So most 45s are not set up this way. This is really easy to shoot because this trigger is so light. All right.
Hmm.
So go ahead and put this in your hand.
I'm surprised it has real wood on it.
Okay. Again, hold it the same way. All right.
With both hands.
And then line up your sights. And this one doesn't have a dot, but you'll do the same thing.
This will. So I want it just to.
We'll go over the top of that.
Yep. Okay. And then I can.
Squeeze the trigger.
Yeah, every time I try and squeeze it, I'm just moving the gun too much.
Okay. See how light that trigger is?
Yeah, that one's a lot lighter than the others. Yeah. Which is.
Yeah, this, and this, you're going to like to shoot this gun.
Am I?
You will love it. You will love this gun.
Okay.
Even though it's going to go really bang, it's going to be more loud than anything else.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, same thing with this. Same thing with this.
With the revolver. Okay.
Yep. Take a look at these sights. All right. And then pull the trigger back. Pull the hammer back and pull the trigger.
It's quite stiff, that thing, isn't it?
Very good. And so when you grab it, you want to make sure this hand is gripping this hand.
Okay.
And that what it'll do, it'll allow you to hold on to the weapon better and also keep it more still.
Okay.
All right. You hold it like this, which is okay.
Yeah.
But if you do this, it's a two-handed grip and you can hold it a lot steadier.
So will it, because if you're holding your arms locked straight, it will push all of you back, will it?
A little bit, but not a whole lot. Okay. Like when you're holding your arms out, you don't want to hold them stiff, just hold them out.
Oh, okay.
All right, and then just pull the trigger, and your hand will take most of the recoil coming back.
Wow.
And it's not going to hurt you.
Okay. So long as I don't hurt anybody else either. So long as I don't hurt anybody else either.
If you can shoot this, you can shoot those.
Okay, that's a little.
All right,
okay.
We're going to load the bullet. I'll load two bullets in here for you. All right. Two.
Okay.
Okay. Now put your thing down.
But you're going to do this first.
Okay, I'll do this first.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's loaded. Now what I'll do, I'll cock it.
Oh!
All right. And come back.
Okay. Right. I'm just running away slightly now. I didn't know you were actually going to do that.
No, no. I demonstrated to you why you always want to keep it pointed down range all the time.
Right.
All right.
I'm standing well back now.
Okay. You see how loud it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to let it go. I'm going to point it.
Okay. Sorry.
Right. That's all there is to it.
Right.
It locked itself back.
I get a little cloud of smoke and everything.
It locked itself back into position.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll unload the magazine.
Make sure it's empty.
Make sure it's empty. Always keep it pointing it downrange, no matter what.
Okay.
All right. You want to do this or not?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want me to shoot the other ones first?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you saw how loud that was.
Yeah,
right?
They're going to get worse, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Let me check my earplugs. I'll start again.
Okay.
Wow, that's really, really quite scary. Okay.
Okay.
Will you let me know before you do it?
I will.
I'm going to stand over here again.
It's loaded, all right?
Yep.
It's loaded?
Yep.
I put it forward.
Yep.
Ready?
Backing away. Oh, goodness.
Now watch it kick. Watch it kick.
Oh, yep.
But see, it didn't kick enough to kick out of my hand or anything else. It's totally safe.
Yeah, but when I took the latch off on that, it kicked my hands back, and that was just, you know, making it work. There's no more bullets in there, are there?
No more bullets.
Okay.
It's empty. All right, I'll take out the magazine.
Wow.
Make sure it's empty.
And those little shells leap back at you.
Yeah, the shells automatically eject. All right.
Gosh.
Shoot the 38.
This is where I realise this is not a cartoon gun. Well, not that I really thought that, but...
Right.
Okay. Okay, I'm standing
Same
back
thing.
Again.
All right. I'll pull it back.
Oh! Sorry.
All
right. Right.
We're done. All right. 45.
That's the big one.
Yeah. And you're going to find out that this one...
Those bullets are big.
Yeah, but it kicks about the same as the other ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though it's so huge?
Yeah.